former Nebraska running back Savion Morrison will take an official visit to KU this upcoming weekend. Lance Leipold was reportedly in Lincoln yesterday or 2 days ago. Scott Strohmeyer was telling the story yesterday in our interview, which if you did not hear, Josh will tell you that you need to go listen to it. Is he said he was talking to a Division I Power 5 coach who said, our head coach is on blank campus recruiting right now. And that campus is not a high school or a junior college. It was a fellow Division I program where the head coach was actually in the town on campus recruiting of guys that are in the portal. And so Lance Leipold came up, Savion Morrison. Savion Morrison, I think his next stop, you will get to see what we all thought he would be coming out of high school. Coming out of high school, what they will be, leads me to this email into the Equitable Bank inbox. Welcome back into the Gary Sharp Show. This is from Pete. Gary, I read in the Omaha World Herald about the 2021 Gatorade Nebraska Football Player of the Year being Noah Walters. He is from Lincoln East. I've never heard of him or heard him mentioned on your show. We have talked about him before. It did not list any Division I schools or Nebraska mention for offers. Why? Thanks, Pete. Pete, you just threw us a softball. So, Noah, who is a record-setting quarterback in Class A, I wonder the same thing. I talked to people at Lincoln East. I talked to the guy that runs the program at Iowa Western. What are your thoughts on Noah Walters? And Noah Walters just didn't pop on the radar. He had a really good junior year, so people were well aware of him. And Nebraska brought him in during the summer to have him throw. We're interested, but they always kept going back to his size. And I think Noah's maybe 6'1". He's not a big guy, but if you've watched him play over the last couple of years for Lincoln East, he's got great decision-making, and I would love to be a wide receiver playing for him. Malachi Coleman, who should be a must-get for Nebraska in 2023 out of the same high school, ask him about being a wide receiver catching balls from Noah Walters. He throws you open. I love watching him play. And it was really a great honor that he got the Gatorade Player of the Year. There's more than just numbers and success on the field that go into it. There's a lot of other elements, and Noah is very worthy of that. But Pete is right. He has no Division I offers. He has had some interest, but those are like walk-on offers. You know, Nebraska would like him to walk on. Kind of thinking about betting on himself. You know what? I know I can play at a school like Nebraska. I'm going to prove it. And the offers have been NAIA, Division II, I think most recently Bemidji State. But here's another guy like Nate Glantz who went to Bellevue West and put up big numbers, and some people wondered, why doesn't Nebraska, we did the same thing with Cole Payton at Omaha Westside. Why doesn't Easton Stick? Why? Nate Glantz goes and plays in an offense that can expose his skills to schools. He's going to play Division I football. He's going to announce it this weekend. Iowa Western is very interested in Noah Walters. Verduzco got caught up a lot in size. Plus, Noah Walters fell into the portion of Nebraska making a transition on what they wanted as quarterback. We were talking about this in the crossover. It was a really good discussion because now looking at Kenny Pickett at Pittsburgh, Mark Whipple, what kind of quarterbacks have succeeded under him, what he's looking for. Is he looking for a true drop-back passer? Was Nebraska already making the transition from Adrian Martinez / Logan Smothers, that type of quarterback, to a straight, not as mobile, big boy arm, much taller drop-back quarterback? Heinrich Harburg, 6'5", out of Kearney Catholic. Richard Torres from San Antonio, who's coming next year. It already looked like they were making the transition to a different type of quarterback. And Noah kind of fell, I think, in that transition. And Noah didn't have something that Harburg had. All it takes is one, especially in the state of Nebraska when you're a quarterback. And people look over the state of Nebraska when it comes to quarterbacks. There haven't been an abundance of guys that have gone on to play Division I outside of playing at Nebraska. Albeit one guy that played football at Nebraska, that played at Nebraska High School, won a Heisman Trophy, and last night went into the College Football Hall of Fame. What's the competition like? They don't play year-round. Really? We don't go to Nebraska to get our quarterbacks. But for all of these quarterbacks, including a sophomore at Bellevue West, who wasn't even the starter for Bellevue West, and Bellevue West had a really good quarterback this year. It just takes one offer. If Boston College doesn't offer Harburg, does Nebraska get in the mix? Let's be honest. Now, this is a little bit on Nebraska with in-state products and evaluating them, and then what you decide to do with an offer. If Florida State doesn't offer Daniel Kalen during the summer, does Nebraska offer right now? Boston College, Jeff Hafley, somehow got onto Heinrich Harburg. They made an offer. That gets out. Boston College offered a kid from Kearney, Nebraska. We know him, but let's go back and take a look. And Nebraska went back and they said, okay, where we're going with what we want to do fits the bill. They watched him a lot, and then they offered him a scholarship. Now, he's better than I thought he would be, because I'm a Cole Payton guy, and I think Cole Payton would have been ideal, but Cole Payton is not the typical drop back 6'5". Cole Payton is the, you want to run the option? You also want to throw? I'm going to do both for you. No, we want a guy that can drop back. And, you know, I was on team Cole Payton. North Dakota State got a steal. So it just takes one, and Noah hasn't gotten that one. And I hope he bets on himself, because I think he's a really good player. He's very cerebral. I hope he goes to a place like Iowa Western, where he plays in that offense and can show off all of his skills, and people see him on film and they say, okay. But think, maybe things are changing here. And I know this is kind of a long-winded response to Pete's email, but there's a lot of different angles to this. Quarterbacks in Nebraska, in-state talent in Nebraska, watch over the next 6 to 8 months, because Nebraska just hired a new offensive coordinator who has no connection to this area. His football life has been on the other side of the Ohio River. He's now taking on a new challenge and coming to a new place where he doesn't know what the nickname is for Omaha Creighton Prep. And his vision of what he wants at a certain position is going to be different, probably from the head coach, probably from Mario Verduzco. That if I'm like Barrett Rood, and I'm looking at the class of 23, and the in-state class of 23 is really good once again. 23, 24, 25 is going to continue a cycle of some really good high school players throughout the entire state. But there's some of the guys that are not getting a lot of love from Nebraska. You know what I do if I'm Barrett Rood and I'm the chief guy to recruit the state? I take time and I sit down with Mark Whipple and I start sliding in-state products in front of him and saying, on offense, what do you think of this? There's a quarterback at Gretna that would be the first video I would put in front of him. Zane Flores, he's been a starter for 3 years. They're the state champ. He threw darts in the wind in the stadium that we play in, coach. What do you think? And you may see, with a new offensive line coach, new quarterback coach, new OC, even Mickey, maybe it's a different opportunity for an in-state product that their past position coach, they didn't think highly. Or now you have a different idea of what you want at a certain position. And it may benefit, not in this case, probably Noah Walters right now, but a Zane Flores or somebody else who has yet to get a in-state offer that we go, how come you haven't offered him yet? But to be fair, Nebraska in the class of 23, who they've identified, they've been aggressive on early. But there are other players out there that I think deserve an extra look. And these new faces, in terms of recruiting, may benefit some of those guys. Hey, you're Barrett Rood, and I think Barrett likes Zane. Hey, offensive coordinator, what do you think of this guy? This guy is 40 minutes from your office. So, Josh, you may be seeing Noah Walters play for you next year. He was I don't know if it was an official visit, but he was at the game the other day.
Color blue looks good on him. Keep it going.
Yeah. All right, straight up at one.
Got a ring to defend, hopefully.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, Parker Gabriel will join us on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.